Okay, we're going to move a little quick today because I do want to get to the two dots and our base. But starting from the bottom line of Avon Aleph, Rishol, Omer, Shlosh, Vadashim, etc. And some of these things, not right now, a little later, will be a little bit Chazara, if we call it in the beginning of the year. Chazara is also good. Lame and Rishol says 3 months, Rabbi Akiva says, meaning 3 months plus the year plus 3 months, Rabbi Akiva says 1 month plus the year plus 1 month. Lema near Ikebenai, maybe the machlokes between them was whether plowing counts as a chazaka. Rabbi Shmuel sober near lo habi chazaka, or Yekiva sober near habi chazaka. Rabbi Shmuel said plowing's not enough. You need to grow something, and that takes 3 months. And Rabbi Akiva said plowing's enough. That takes only 1 month. The Gemara says can't be, but Pittsburgh, you really think so? The Rabbi Akiva Meir Yechodesh. If it's Rabbi Akiva says plowing's enough, why do you need a month? You don't need a month to plow. You could plow in 1 day. Okay, the Ritva said, can't necessarily plow every field in 1 day. Matter, it's not a month, it's not any amount of time. It's however long it takes to plow. Ella rather, it must be that since plowing takes only 1 day, that they both agree plowing is not a chazaka, so what the machlok is between them. Here, the difference between them is big payroll and little payroll. If you remember, this is Chazara. We discussed in the beginning of the parak, because Tosfos doesn't, there's no payroll rab and perizuta in Tosfos here, but Tosfos chose to discuss it on Chavkat and Aleph, on the Mishnah. What does it mean, payroll rab and perizuta? And this is a machlok between Tosfos and everyone else, although Rashi's of Chavkat and Aleph seems to be more like Tosfos, because our Shbam here including that. Peyra Rabba and Peyra Zuta, Tosfos and Lechor Rashi on the Chokhet and Aleph. I'm not saying Rashi exactly the same as Tosfos, but they say it means okay, Rashi. I admit it's a little unclear, but perhaps Rashi. But Tosfos is very clear. Tosfos says Peyra Rabba means a lot of growth. You don't need a full season, but you need a lot of growth, meaning 3 months of growth. The first year, you could come in when it's already planted, but it has to grow for 3 months and you harvest it. And the last year, you could plant it and it'll grow for 3 months. So it means a lot of growth. Peyrezuta means a little growth. Not that it grows 1 nanometer, but it grows for a month. But it doesn't mean a full season. Everyone else, Rashbam, and all the other Rishonim, say that, what is Tosfos saying? Tosfos saying, but not a full, what do you call it? The full cycle, the full year from Zriya to Sifa?
A full season.
Right, not a full cycle, not a full season. The responder says, no, of course. You need a full cycle. Of course, you need to plow and sow and whatever and eventually harvest. The machlokas is here, it means crops that grow in 3 months, meaning from beginning to end. And here it means crops that grow in 1 month. That's the machlokes between Tosfos and Chasam and Aleph, who Rashi was unclear, it seems to be similar to, said it means, no, it's big crop. Everyone agrees we're talking about wheat. It's just doesn't need to grow for 3 months or 1 month, but you don't need to go through the whole year. While the Rashbam here and everyone else in the world says, no, Avadi, you need the whole year. Tosfos, Avadi, you need the standard crop, which take 7 months. Just, you don't need to do everything. You only need to do part of the process. And everyone else says, Avadi, you need a whole process from beginning to end. Just, you don't need standard crops. Rabbi Shmuel says you can use 3 month crop. And Rabbi Akiva said you could use 1 month crops. The tricky part is where it really gets even a bit unwieldy is, and what are exactly these crops? Everyone has a different shot. I don't know if it's so crucial to us exactly which crops are which, but part of the problem is that that the Rashbam here is Tupshatin, and he says, you need 3 month crops, which are not wheat, but barley and oats and lentil, apparently. I'm not much of a farmer. I don't know how to judge these things. As opposed to a 1 month crop like shachas. Shachas means, I don't even know the English words for these things because I've never lived on a farm. When you let the wheat grow, but then you cut it before it actually grows into wheat and feed it to your animals. And then the second shot is yarukos, maybe vegetables. Okay. There's a bunch of different pshatim as to exactly what's the 3 month shot, what is the 1 month, what are the 3 month crops, what are the 1 month crops? The three main pshatim on the 1 month crops are shaka. Which then told us and everyone else attacked. No, didn't we learn Shachas is not a Chazakah? Wasn't that on the Vav and Aleph? How could Shachas be a Chazakah? And the answer you have to say is already on the Vav and Aleph. The Tzavra de Mechuzah was different, right? They have to say this is a place Makovel to grow Shachas. Or someone say Aspasta. Aspasta is not is similar to Shachas, but it's not exactly the same as Shachas. Shachas, if I have my farming correct, is you grow wheat or whatever, you just cut it before it actually develops and feed it to your animals. That's pasta, that's animal food. I don't know what they feed alfalfa. I don't know. Really? Oh, I just thought it had a lot of Oz, so it's appropriate. Whatever, I don't know what any of these things are, but it's something that grows very quickly that you purposely grow for animals that's not a human kind of food. And some of them say yarukos. Right? There's probably two deep pshatim. Everyone is different pshatim exactly what the 1 month, what the 1 month, what the 1 month crop is. What is the 3 month crop? Right? So everyone is different pshatim here. Rashbam says, Shibola Shuel, to Orem and the Doshim. I assume he means them, which take longer to grow. I'll take his word for it that seed them take longer to grow than Sa'orim, that is not dissimilar to the pshat that the Ritva quotes, not an old pshat, he says, Kitnios. Okay, so maybe these are Sa'orim, Yibolet, Shual, Ve'adoshim, maybe they're Kitnios, which is basically, same basic idea. I know halachically, of course, Sa'orim, Kabbalah, Shual, Adoshim, not Kitnios. The point is, wheat-like crops that grow quicker than wheat. The Ran says maybe, and the Rabbeinu Hananel really says, and the Ravid and many Rishonim say it means kishuin of luin. Kishuin and luin are all things from the Gordon family, and apparently they take 3 months to grow. They certainly were more familiar with these things than I was, and. Okay, the Rambam also says kidneys. Many say not the Rambam Torah, even apocryphally the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos. And the last shot is I think in the it's already in the Rabbeinu Gershon on the side here says Peirava Ugmar Peiri Veinam. He doesn't say exactly what it means Gmar Peiri. But there have been a Yonah on the mission of Chavchet says maybe Tvua. Maybe you can grow Tvua quickly in 3 months. And that's what Rishon means you can get a bare bones Tvua in 3 months. Maybe the other Rishon didn't think you could get a bare bones Tvua in 3 months, but maybe you can even get Tvua in 3 months. That's not the normal way to do it. Normally you stretch it out over a year, but maybe you just squeeze it. You can grow it in 3 months. Okay, whatever the Pshatim are, as opposed to Tosafot says for sure talking about Tvua. And Rashi in the Mishnah assumes that they're talking about Tvua. It's just that maybe you don't do the full season. A partial season is good enough. Okay, that's Pirav and Pirav. Let's get back to Nir.
Tanarabanan, what do we know so far, by the way? We only know one thing about Nir so far, which is that Man Davar Nir Havichadaka, one day is good enough. Yeah, I said the Rishna said one day is not that good. It doesn't matter. One day, Tegavilna was good enough. Okay, let's continue. Tanarabanan, Nir Ein Chadaka, Yisham Rei Chadaka. Even though we just decided that both the Rishna and Reiki, the hell it was not Chadaka, it's still Machlokas Tanai. There's Man Yishomrim, who says it's Chazaka, if it's not Rabbi Yishmael, it's not Rabbi Akiva. Amr Chisar of Achahi, which is pretty explicit. The Tanya, Nara Shana Vizor Shtayim, Nara Shtayim Vizor Shana, right? One and two, or two and one. Eina Chazaka, right? If some of the years are plowing without planting anything, that doesn't count as a Chazaka. But Rav Acha Amr Harezo Chazaka. Okay, so it's Ravaka. Amr Ravashi. She'ilu kogdoli adarva amrli near hare ze chazaka. So apparently there were even Amr Ravam well that way. Amrli or bevai lirath nachman my coming on the near hare chazaka. Lo avanesh the krivali la'ar v'shatik. Why would near be chazaka? Because the whole point of chazaka, it all has to do with the macha'a. It provokes a macha'a from the marakama. A person would not let someone plow their land and, you know, and take that sitting down and be quiet. It would provoke a mecha because it's apparently an act of bias. What's the other swerve? Meimar Amar called Shiva Vashiva the Kravu let Ayel be. No, the Murakama said every single splinter of his plow let him bring into the land. Meaning I'm very happy. Obviously, in this case, the Murakama was not working the land, right? That's when the Murakama was there at the time fighting with him. That would be a super duper macha. Macha and Markhammer, for whatever reason, was not there, was not doing anything, was not active. So I'm very happy someone's plowing my land. From here, again, spoiler alert, we'll pass in near Lohavi Chazaka. From here we get the idea that we saw Rahibon, I think, said on the Tatika, that the Rambam says that if you just improve the land without benefiting from it, that is not a chazaka, because if someone improves my land but I'm not there, I have no reason to object. Shoklev from Nara Lor of Nachman Bar Rav Chisdiel, Amdeinu Rabbeinu, Nira Havi Chazaka, O Lo Havi Chazaka. Amr Lur, Hachov Dulid, or Amir Havi, Harei Chazaka, like we just saw. Amr of Nachmar Yitzchak, Rabusel Meshach Gavr, what a such a madrega that you can count people, count Ravach and the Gdoli Adora, I can do a lot better than that. Haravishmo of the Bavel, very small, very key, very Israel, Amr near Lo Havi Chazaka, which is why we're going to Paskin that way. You can't do better than Rav and Shmuel, very small, very Kiva. Very small, very Kiva, my Masnithin, he, like we just said, 3 months and 1 month means more than a day. So that means near Lo Havi Chazaka. What is in Yom Yom? It must be Lim Ute near Delo. We'll come back to that. And Shmuel Mayhi, the Amr Yudam Shmuel, so Jibri Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, Rav Chomer, Rashi Yigdar Sholok to Beiroth, the Yibdar Sholok to Tiroth, the Yimsok Sholok to Sikoth. Those are just verbs in the old days. They used to have a different verb for harvesting each fruit. So he says that it's not very small or very kiva. Rather, you need to pick your dates three seasons, or your grapes 3 seasons, or your olives 3 seasons. Okay, maybe now we'll come back to that. That's obviously against near. He says you need to pick your fruit, not near. The pshat of the Gemara is that Man Davar Nir Havi Chazaka says near of one day of Chazaka, and who famously takes that shot in the Gemara and reads it throughout. The Rashbam, this is the famous Shita of the Rashbam, that Man Davar Nir Havi Chazaka says one day of Nir is good enough. And why does everyone else in the world reject him, right? The Ramban, maybe the first, you know, person deals with this because Tosfos not relate to this. Why did almost everyone else, Rashi gives him some freedom, reject him?
He says it. Somebody, one day, why did the owner bother? There's no time for that.
Right, yeah, and there's no time for Machal, the one could say, well, if you just have 1 year of Nir and 2 years, or 2 years and 1 year, and then you have like a nice 12 months in the middle, I think it's more of just a logical reason, which is the if we paskin, you know, 3 years, if we paskin 3 years, like even if you eat the crop, we say you need 3 years, right? Not 3 months, not 1 month. Then why would 1 day of nir be better than 1 day of eating the fruits? Why would nir be better? Like, if we say, you know, after the bath, et cetera, shalot shanim, then it's just not logical that 1 day would work. Meaning, what is the machlok? Yeah? Here we have, and the Amar nir havi chazaka, says the Rashban, and he says, Yom Echad, and he keeps emphasizing, what's Mandar Nir Havi Chazaka? He says, 1 day counts like a year, right? What does he keep emphasizing this? He says, for example, what is it near Lo Havi Chazaka? Yom Echad B'Shana Shenar B'Sodeo Eina Chazaka Leichlash B'Shana Shlema. Near Lo Havi Chazaka means 1 day doesn't count the full year. What does it mean near Havi Chazaka? He says, near Havi Chazaka, V'Dai B'Chetzkos Yud Beis Chodesh U'Shnei Yomim. He always focuses not on the near, he focuses on the idea that it's 1 day. What does the Rabban, and where did he get that from? He gets that from Mefurish in the Gemara Naman Aleph, that near 1 day is good enough. What does the Rabban and other Rishonim assume? They assume no. The mandam are near Havi Chazaka, is that the mice of Nir is a chazaka. How long does it take to do this mice of Nir and have a chazaka? So that depends on the pre-existing machloket. Tanaim, what are they saying? That if you hold Nir as chazaka, then lefi manda amar lo ba'inan shana shlema, which would be Rabbi Yechiva and Rabbi Yishmael, lo yitzu, they held Nir as chazaka. Then it would be Yom Echad. That's what it means. If you're Rabbi Yishmael, who don't hold to anything magic about a year, who just hold you need to do a significant thing, right? Remember what Yishmael says? You grow a pasta for 3 months, and that is good enough. Or in the Mishnah, you do your Mesikin, your Mesira, your Fira, and that's good enough. If you hold there's no din of 3 years, then Yom Echad is good enough. Lefi Manda Omar. But Inan Shana Shlema, meaning I should say Shana Shlema, right? Because, you know, many people say, each one is calling me that, you need one Shana Shlema, but I mean Shana Shlema, which we'll call Chachamim, then you need Shana Shlema, right? That is what the Ramban and everyone else says, that the man that are near just say near the provocation. How long do you need? The same length you would need for Akiva, the man that are near Loha, because Akka, according to Shmuel Akiva, just long enough, which is 1 day. And according to the Chachamim, you'd need a full year, meaning you take that line of an Aleph of Yom Echad, it's good enough, and say that's only, they only said that within Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Once they continue in the Gemara, like, for example, they get to Shana and Shnatayim and Shnatayim and Shana, they mean full years. As opposed to the Rashban would say, what does it mean in the Brayta when it says Norah Shnayim, the Zora Achad, et cetera? You're in a day there. The Rashban Taka. What? What do you
mean? The Shnatayim, that.
Yeah, at least some. Within the Rashbam, it's still a little tricky. How radical is the Rashbam? Says the after all, what happened to the logic that Shana Shlema is, you know, why should Nir work in 1 day if nothing else works in 1 day? Why should Nir be better than eating payroll? You know, keep in mind. If we're the Chachamim, you plant your ruckos, you grow beautiful your ruckos, a month later, you eat them, do everything, it doesn't count, it's not a year. So why should a day of Nir be better than that? So here's where we have a bit of my focus, how to interpret the Rashban. The Rashba here says,
Everyone's bothered by the Rashbam. Here's Rashbam. Here's Rash. She'en yom echem v'shon shenar v'chadu Rav Achol g'doli dorja omer nir ha'vi chazaka yishlom ma'arit it's clearly k'rabi shmal v'rabi Akiva.
Anyone who holds nir ha'vi chazaka is never shmal v'rabi Akiva. Meaning, he's not really so different than the Ramban says the Rashba. Oman da omar zu savar ke rabi shmal v'rabi Akiva. Okay, the difference is just that the Ramban says that he thinks the father thinks one thing for Shmuel Rabbi Akiva, another thing for the Chachamim.
Rashi says no.
He doesn't have any special sheet for the Chachamim. He holds like Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva. He can't have a sheet for the Chachamim somehow. Why? We'll have to figure out. The Ritva says a little different. When the Ritva goes to Rashbam, not that he approves him in the end, but I think the Ritva is very explicit. He's not the only one, but we'll suffice with that. He says here someplace. Give me a second. One second. When he quotes the Rashbam, he says, thought it was a Ritva. Maybe it's not. Where's the Rishba quote? Where's the Ritva quote the Rashbam? Hold on a second. I flipped my pages the wrong way. Here we are. No, it's the Chiddush Rad. Okay. Perish Rashbam Zal, the Ihavi Chazaka Biyom Echad, Sagi Leilu Kuli Alma, Va'afilu the Rabbanan. Right, that's very Mefurish. Va'afilu the Rabbanan, says the Ran. Kuli Alma, Va'afilu the Rabbanan. According to the Ran, this is really a radically different way of a radically different way of looking at things, meaning there's the way the Ron, now it's a little funny, the way the Ron reads the Rashbam, I'm not thinking he agrees with the Rashbam yet, so it's more of a radical shita. But what is the fun of Nir Havi Chazaka? Is he being saying Nir is as good as anything else, or Nir is much better than anything else? Right? That's the machlokas. The Ron thinks, Man of Nir Chazaka is Nir is better than anything else. It's better than growing things. Right? Because even the Rabbanan, who's saying you need a year, admits that one day near is good enough. And why? Because the Gemara says one day and never really detracts from that. Well, everyone else says, if you jump here to summarize it in different words, here is Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. Here is the Chachamim. And what is the Yisod of the Shita? Here we have Ramban and the other Rishonim who say Yom Echad Shel Nir, Shana Shel Nir, and that Nir Havi Maisa Chazaka Kimo Akila, right? The way the Rashba reads the Rashbam, which the annual holds near Havi Chazaka must hold like Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Yom Echad Shel Nir. There is no Shita of Nir Havi Chazaka in the Chacham. We'll explain why in a second. And they started the same thing. Nir is as good as anything else. Therefore, you don't need a full year, and Nir happens to be doable in one day. You do need a full year. I mean, why would there be no Shita like this? Lachor, because Nir is just as good as anything else, but you can't do it for a year. Like the Ritva says a little later, not trying to plow for a year. How can you plow for a year? I guess anyone can do whatever they want, but at a certain point, you just become an idiot, not a farmer. You can't spend a year plowing the field, and therefore, there's just no good Shita.
Didn't carry you to Rabbi Shmuel where they keep in the cup anymore.
He didn't say. He never discussed it, which is why there are other.
From everyone else, it's all filling in.
Yeah, they're trying to imagine, meaning how does the, what are they trying to do? They're trying to imagine. How does the Rashbam fit into, again, I don't even keep Rashbam holding your heart, I love it, and we're just proving that. I mean, within their general sheet, right? How does the Rashbam deal with the fact that the Rashbam is at first? If for me, Kimur Shmuel held Nero's Chazak would be one thing. That's the Gemara. That's not the Talmud Parsha. Question, and what if the Chachamim held Nero's Chazak? What would they say? And here we have, it seems like, three possibilities. The Rabbanan and other Rishon say, the Rabbanan could also have a Mando or Yerhami Chazak. But that Mando Amar would say, that's Nero. And the Rash says that the Rabbanan can't have a Shita of Yerhami Chazak. Lachor, why not? Because you can't do Nero for a year. And if you can't do near for a year, then there's no hating Tennessee. And the Ran, when he reads the response, very rapidly, that even the Chachamim can have a Shita that one year of near, one day of near is the Chazakah, which is super duper radical, according to this, very radical Shita. According to the Ran's version of the response, it's a very radical Shita, which is that near is often Meyanhiva, right? Because if you eat the crop, plant and eat crops, then you need a year. But if you plow, then that counts even in a day, even the Chacham hope you normally need a year. That would be a very, very radical Shita. You have to think of what the Svar is. Obviously, what that Svar is saying doesn't mean a person would object like they would object to someone living in their house, like they would object to most things. No, it means that from a plow of my field, I would object much more than anything else in the world. Plowing is more objectionable than anything else, which again, I'm not sure I totally appreciate the Svar. Because if a guy lived in my, you know, if a guy ate the crops for less than a year, that's not objectionable enough. But if he plowed for one day, that is objectionable enough. That would be a very, very big pitch.
That's how I can understand for time.
That's exactly my time. Why is this a special new din more powerful than anything until now? Not why is this sort of the equivalent of anything we've discussed until now. That special new rule that plowing provokes people more than anything else in the world. You know, on the one hand, it's hard for me to relate to. I'm not a farmer. What do I know?
Maybe because it's the first step. The initial.
Maybe. Although, you know, again, it's for whatever reason. I don't know. I don't need to explain it. I'm not going to explain it right now. Now, let's just take that into the Gemara, and that ties in, as the Rashba points out, that ties into Tosa's question in Divrei Maaseh Lim Utei Mai. What did the Gemara say? Miyom, miyom lim utei mai? Lav lim utei nir, right? And that's a lav that's accepted. Miyom, miyom excludes nir. Why does miyom liyom exclude near? Why does miyom liyom exclude near?
You don't do it every day.
So, according to the Rashbam, points out the Rashba, it's obvious why miyom liyom exclude near. Because the sheet of near is one day of near. Miyom liyom means you need a full year, you know, 300 and, you know, let's assume 350. 4 plus or minus 1 or 384 plus or minus 1 days, right? That sounds like it's a calendar year, not a solar year. So 1 day. So then it's, as a matter of fact, the Rabban's objection is the opposite. It's so obvious that Miyom Liyom excludes Nir from the Rashbam that why did it have to say my lab look who came near as if it's some chid? And then the Rashbam depends on it. So I said, I'll either change the girtha, doesn't say my lab, just so that who came near. Language for no reason. But according to this, if the Gemara said miyom liyom is, what does the Gemara say? Just we're reading Pshat in the Gemara here, is lafuke limute near. That was it, limute near. So then that is pashut. It's so pashut. The Ramban thinks they shouldn't have put so many words on it. Okay. It's possible because the yom liyom is the opposite of near. Because near is one day, nothing to talk about, right? According to the Rambam, most we show him, which obviously includes Tosfos doesn't say anything about it. But I think it's a good yield from Tosfos that, right? It
it's a pretty moderate idea from Tosfos that Tosfos agrees with Ramban, and just maybe he didn't think it was worth the time. It's funny. Why wouldn't we worth the time to say the Rashbam is wrong? Whatever. Ask Tosfos, Mehenchi Tasting, the only Yom who was a year. Me Yom Yom is going to need a full year. Maybe it could be a full year of Nir. Manor Nir Havishamzaka could have a full year of Nir. Right? So then you have Pasha. Pusha, Limute, right? Which is how the Yom Yom exclude near? The Yom Yom exclude Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, which is not a good extent of the context. The halakh is not like Rabbi Kiva as well, rather than Yom Yom. But there could be such a thing as a year of near, so how have we excluded it? That is the kasha of Kota de Rapha Limute, which is not difficult at all for the Rashbam. And basically, Tosfos doesn't have an answer. It's kind of a good kasha. If you hold that man da amar nir habichazaka could be a year of nir, then I don't see how we're mimayin it. Okay, the Ramban is saying, no, that's why the Gemara has so many words, because we know that it doesn't seem to be reminded it. We're having some hidden rush of you can be reminded it. They just thought it was obvious what they meant by how they're reminded it, then. You know, we didn't get the message clearly enough. What are the technical answers you could give? Two. give me a second here. What would you have to do? You'd have to give a technical answer to somehow, even though all it means miyom, which is not mimayimir, somehow mimayimir anyway. What are some of the technical answers that are given? I know Masipta must have them. But what about the Rishonim? What does Shidu Gebetzes bring from the Tosfos Rosh? He said that it's a little funny, not the words miyom. He says the Chachamim are, what's the language? I mean, it's not so mochra. Whatever, Tosfos Rosh, good enough for me. But what does he say? He says, Kema l'Rashba, Rashba meaning not the Sardi Rashba, the Rashbi Shan. In general, the Tosfos Rosh, if you compare verses of Tosfos, the Tosfos Rosh is most closely based on the Tosfos Rashbi Shan. We have Tosfos Rashbi Shan, but if you've accepted, if you compare Tosfos Rashbi Shan, it's clear that what the Tosfos Rosh did is took the Tosfos of the Rashbi Shan and add to it. That was sort of the evolution of how we got the Tosfos Rosh. So here it starts with the Rosh Hashanah, not surprising at all. He says, what's the proof? Hakatav Tosfos. Obviously, the Hakatav Tosfos of the Shechel Ubetis is saving space. V.H. Lomar, but unlike Tosfos, he gives an answer. Since he said, it's not really from the only Yom. There's no Dibur H. Lomar, Akiva, but the Chachamim, that implies that Chachamim are only more Machmir, the Akiva, which is not more Mekel. So if Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel held near wasn't Chazaka, the Rachamim must also hold near that Chazaka, having nothing to do with the words Miyom Liyom, meaning Miyom Liyom Lemutei Mai, Lemutei Near the Low. Is that really what they meant? What they meant was this statement that had the words ended with the words Miyom Liyom that compared Chacham to Rabbi Kiva, Shmuel must be the Mai near. That was a little dark in the words, but you know, we can live with that. The answer is B, postpone. Rush. The diok is mitemashma dechachamim rak machmirim yoster mi Rabbi Shmuel or Yakiba. Nothing to do with the words miyom liyom. That's one technical answer. Another technical answer is found in the in the Ran. What's the Ran's technical answer? The Ran says here. Yeah, we'll see why the Ran says his answer and why the, you know, others, and others say their answer, but says the Ran, he gives a technical answer, I'm not going to read inside. He says, Shalosh Shanim Yom Liyom sounds like all 3 years are equal. Again, it's not from Yom Liyom. Yom Liyom has nothing to do with anything according to this way of reading the Gemara. He says, rather, the diuk is from the fact that it says, I will be inside, Lishni Yaseira, Miyom Liyom is Lishni Yaseira. Not from the meaning of Miyom Liyom, for the response from the meaning of Miyom Liyom. for everyone else. Like, no, miyom liyom is the Lishna Yisera. And what do we learn from that Lishna Yisera? Sheyushavin b'chezkatam. All 3 years have to be equal. And just like everyone agrees, remember, even on the Renewal with Kazaka said 2 years and 1 year's, didn't say 3 years of there is Kazaka. So therefore, just like at least one of the years has to have actual Dria and Achilas Peros, likewise, all 3 years have to have Achilas Peros. So then the Ran, he says the Lishna Yisera Mashma. They call Gimel Shanim Shavim. And if you start with an assumption, 3 years of plowing, no one thinks good enough. You need at least some of the years. The Ma'amir said some of the years can be near, which fits nicely in the law. So then, since at least 1 year has to be a Chil of Pirates, all 3 years have to be a Chil of Pirates. It's a docking answer.
Yeah. Is there a
passage
that the Gimel Shanim
so he obviously told.
Did he
not return to the run? That's what.
No, I'm thinking how we learn this Gemara. Meaning, what is the? Meaning, what's the deal in the Gemara? What's how does the Gemara from the who said that you actually can have a year of year be part of your Chazaka? It would be like close to.
He would obviously. He would either read like the Rambam,
and
he
can't
because
he holds that it has to be a full year.
So I guess he would have to give a different technical answer like for example, maybe he has to like close the brush. Why not?
Right. I'm saying he'd have to wait for the brush and take my focus between Kofes and here.
So he would say over here, the minor near Havik Chazak said even 3 years of pure Lucas Chazak. That's what you would have to say.
Here, it would be what?
Minor near Havik Chazak and Vata up 1 or 2 years, even 3 years of near Chazak, or even 2 years in a row of near Chazak. Oh no, what are you talking about? You're revolving me. He would say the man over here says near Chazak to even Ba'asra Delo over time. That nothing to Ba'asra Delo over time. This man over here, Chazak, is even Ba'asra Delo over time. Let's just give one or two more technical answers for both sides. Rashba says. Mute the background noise. The Rashba says here, although the Ritva seems to destroy it, the Rashba says, Miyom Liyom is Lavdavka. The man that miyom liyom doesn't literally mean miyom liyom. That's what we'll see in a moment. That you don't actually need from Gimel Cheshvan to Gimel Cheshvan to Gimel Cheshvan to Gimel Cheshvan. He just means you need to do all the work. You know, if a year is, I think I know what a year is, even a farmer, you plow and you sow and you weed and do other maintenance and then you harvest and then you do whatever is necessary depending on what the crop is.
How do you understand when it fits into the Jewish months? Is it just a working operation? So it isn't just totally.
No, that's the question.
When
is
plowing done?
What?
When is plowing done? What's the understanding?
Plowing's done right after Sukkot.
After
Achareya Pagim. When is anything done? plowing's done Achareya Pagim. I think, again, I'm really not a farmer. I've never even like grown tomatoes in my backyard or something. I have some things grown in my backyard, but I'd like to tell people I'm just very from, and I don't do a Buddha's karka all 6 years there in case I forget and do it on the street. somehow it's a, you know, my backyard is, you know, is a metaphor for the Jewish people. No matter how much I don't water it and I abuse it and I don't weed or prune and anything, somehow it grows nonetheless. With only Siyata Dishmaya. Okay, but my impression from that is that they plowed Acharei Pagim. In any case, the says the Rashba, he says, Miyom Liyom is actually the problematic words. Why? It doesn't really mean it. This is the big Machlokas. Does it mean it? Does it not mean it? Why does it say it doesn't mean it? Because of the Sira. That the Mishnah says that they are Baal, which is seemingly where Rabbi Shmuel or Yehuda come disagree, is Einam Yom Yom. Rav says the only us didn't really mean, like the Ramban says, Rav didn't really mean the only Yom. That was Lav Dafka. So if Rav didn't really mean the only Yom, why would he say words he didn't mean? Now, I can think of a lot of other answers. Maybe see that. It's almost the only Yom. It has to be all the stages of the Malacha. But okay, maybe that's the point. Miyom Yom doesn't literally mean Yom Yom. It's not a time on the calendar. Rather, it must be then Miyom Yom is not the time on the calendar, but all the actions done Miyom Yom. A full agricultural cycle means near is not good enough, right? So it is for the word Miyom Yom, since if you assume Miyom Yom is not literal, it doesn't mean days on the calendar. So what is the only other option? It means things people do in days of the calendar. Okay, so that means you have to do all the things people do in days of the calendar. You have to do all the things people do in days of the calendar, then here is not good enough.
Why wouldn't meaning ask the movie body then be the top year one of the year? But then it is the norm to have 1 year be.
Because we're a diet from Yom Leon that it's not enough to just do what other people do. You need to do everything that can that is done in a normal year. The deal of Lashon is hard to really attack. Right? You're not asking for it. You're asking me. Okay. So says the Rashba, I mean, not the only one Ol is given here, says the Rashba, imtif the lomar, right? Al pi shitato de miyom liyom lavdaka, then what does it mean? And again, he doesn't just mean, oh, they randomly pick two words meaning a night and year. That would be a funny thing. It says, if Miyom Liyom is Davdavke, it must mean Malacha la Malacha, right? A whole cycle of Malacha, of Avodah Karka. A full cycle of Avodah Karka means not only part of the cycle, right? Miyom Liyom is Davdavke, Baruch Lomar, De, Kamenasto, you know, Machzor Shalem Shel Avodos Karka, and that's the Meitner. Okay, that's already, you know, maybe it's a technical answer. That's going to answer Tosu's question. You know, why did Tosu ask me that? You don't want to just say he didn't think of it. He wasn't either, he just didn't think that was a good deal, or maybe he thought he only owns the pocket. There's nothing to rely on. What does the Ritva sort of starts with this Rashba, and then it goes a little further and says maybe only Yom just means you need full years, but near is good enough. So he says no. He starts the Rashba. Avada v'kutayim, avada and stay habal. There's some off season between the gathering and the plowing, etc. Then he says, "Dilon ultimu kutan me avoda v'tikun v'zriya." He said, "No, but maybe it means that you need a full year on all the malachas, and you can't miss out on that. You need the full agricultural year." The full season, then he says that's exactly the point. The point is that you need like a full year and you can't plow for a full year. Even though earlier he did bring up such a havmina, he says, give me a second, the hainu nami my dukamer, the ilu of near chazaka, vada inu mishtadbo kalashan of enemy only yom. Right? If near is a chazaka, you don't do it all year long, and it's not any type of year. Near is too far. I think this ritva is really, even though he starts out, even though he doesn't explicitly, unlike most of the Rishonim, he doesn't explicitly say, here's the Rashbam and here's what I think of the Rashbam, etc. I don't think he even quotes the Rashbam by name here in the Sugya of Ner, but I think he's really defending the Rashbam. I mean, why can't you say it means the year of Ner? So you have three technical answers. It can't mean a year of mir because the yom liyom has to mean all the malachos, or because they have to be remarkable and keep very small, or because all 3 years have to be the same, and if one of them needs actual growing crops, all three of them do. For the Rashbam, I think the answer is in the Ritva. Why can't you mean year of mir? There's no such sheep as a year of mir, because you can't plow for a year. And so I think that sort of both the technical question, why can't Rav mean a year of plowing? Three technical answers. But I found Rav can't mean a year of plowing because there's no such sheet as a year of plowing. Why can't there be a sheet of a year of plowing? I think that answer is the right answer. Why can't there be a sheet? Why can't we say Rav is a new sheet? Sheet is a year of plowing. Of Shana Del Nir. I think then the answer is the Ritva. That's the Ritva. Because you don't plow for a year. You can do other things for a year, right? If you plow and then sow and then let it grow and things are happening for the whole year. I assume what he means is someone could plow every day for a year. But at a certain point, that's not called plowing because that's just lunacy.
Plowing for the purpose of improving the land. It was turning over the earth in and of itself.
Correct, which is why you can plow even in a year where you are letting it wipe out. There's a whole lot, yes, sir. But I'm saying agriculturally, correct. You can plow to soften the land so that the seeds will take root. That's the plowing before the re-up. You can also plow, even if you're not planting anything this year, just help the land donate. I mean, why I'm not enough of a spine fit. But it's hard for you to imagine that you could do it. It's hard for you to imagine you could do it all year because every time you plow, it doesn't accomplish something. So give me a second. So says the Ritva, because even though at first he said, he quoted the Ramban and says, oh, maybe there could be sheet of every year. But I think at this point, he's coming back to the Rashbam. When he gets stuck here, he goes back to the Rashbam, is the way what I think he's doing. That's exactly how you know my Degomer. This is what the Gemara is saying. If Nir was a Chazaka, Havadei, Einu B'Shadol Kadoshanim, Einu Yom Liyom. You don't do near all year long. And I really think, again, I'm not a farmer, but it's I'm willing to bet you any amount of money. I don't actually bet. But sir, morally, I bet. Halakhically, ethically, I bet. I bet you any amount of money that if you ask any scientist that, you know, how long can you plow and it actually accomplishes anything, they would say, you know, 2-3 days a year. And then it accomplishes absolutely nothing. Turning over the dirt every day does not add anything. And I think that's what he means. Eina mishtadel kol hashana ve'eina miyom liyom. I know in the beginning the Ritva said a word. He said afilu nitatik b'nirzeh kol hashana. Even if you near all year long, it doesn't help. But I think now he's saying that, you know, even if you near all year long, it doesn't help. But, like, really, it's silly anyway. Like, no one actually thinks it makes any difference if you do it all year long or not. Not that if you do it all year long, you really accomplish something. But it doesn't work if you don't have a dog. It's just silly, right? That is because, he admitted, physically, one can plow all year long. But agriculturally, you can't plow all year long. I don't think he just meant that there in the olam. I think he meant that this is he's saying a person doesn't. What I'm saying is the person doesn't because ain hadera and ain toelet. Let's just say, right? Will be yeshivish.
There's no benefit of
Loshayer. Last of near the Mesha Shana Suleima. And I don't even mean from Gimel Kesef to Gimel Kesef. Make it an 11-month year. Say, you know, we have Bina's Man. It's not just shy, it's to plow for more than a couple days. There's discussion. One day is Ladakh, it could be weak plow. It all depends how many oxen you have and how big your field is, right? And I assume you could do a better job plowing or a worse job plowing. You have a big field. But if the corona we're talking about one day, you're obviously having a big field. They'll make move the oxen from place to place, but each plow, they'll plow one day. If someone will tell me, no, you should plow twice, it's even better. I'll give it 2 days for each acre of my field. But the corona has nothing to do with the whole year. And you wonder why the other Rishonim thought there was such a shita as good plowing all year long. And it seems to me that maybe this could perhaps even be a, Tzvot is clearly not like that. A bit of a little bit, we can talk about it. That how do you show it's yours all year long if you're not doing malacha? Oh, you're null of God, you're null of Mapeach, you're null of Adam. There's such a thing as working part of the year and just like controlling the field the other half of the year. You lock the gate, you hang out there and don't let other people come, or you can envision, other scenarios. And I think maybe that is the machlokes, the Rashbam and the Rebbe here say, there's no such thing as plowing more than a day. There is no such shita. There is no shita plowing more than a day, Seder Godel, because it's only when you're actually working. And you can't plow for more than a day, then you're a little busy. I'm sure there's one guy someplace, the crazy guy, plowed every day. Does he, I don't know, he doesn't know the Rav Nachman, right? And he thinks he's an ox instead of a turkey. But the other gentleman would say, no, they don't say you plow all year long. How do you plow all year long? I don't think they mean you plow all year long. They mean you plow when it's the season for plowing, and you exert control on your lawn, and they're matched to that, like hopefully not focus on an olive. That would be the response to the ritual. Okay, these are two basic ways of understanding, three basic ways, however you say it, of understanding the mind over near Havi Chazaka. Either it's variable amounts of time, depending on what shita you have, in which case the miyot is a technical miyot, that not that a yom liyom means it's not there, but there's a idea based on something around the yom liyom, or no, there's only shita one day of year. Either there is no shita but a more very radical, that a hum thing here is super duper super hero, super duper powerful, and then the year is obvious, but there's no such thing as more than year for a year because he thinks you're actually doing something. You can't put this time on that, and you can't do something, you can't plow for so long. Okay, that is mandarin near lo habi kazaka, if you'll just be so kind, near habi kazaka. This is all mandarin near habi kazaka. I'm going to speak briefly and I'm going to express my frustration about manda amar near long paskin, because it's very hard to find out of the Rambam. Until you get to the Rambam, it's really, manda near low hami kazaka is pretty possible. Until you get to the Rambam, manda low near low hami kazaka is pretty possible. This one small machlokas shown in the Gemara says very explicitly, what manda near low hami kazaka? So Shiva the Kravali Ayobay, when I improve your land and I don't benefit from your land, that's not a chazaka, because I'm Rabbi, you're gonna keep quiet because you're glad that I'm giving you free improvements to your land. Maybe someday I'll sue you for the work I did. Okay, maybe you'll pay me a very small price based on all the sugyas in based on all the sugyas in Bava Kamma, that how much you have to pay someone who works for you without being requested to, you'll get a good deal, not for you. Maybe you won't pay me, maybe you'll pay me a small part. You're getting a lot of benefit. That's why I don't put this together with his son Tapicha, as does the Rambam, as we thought, right? The Rambam puts this together with Tapicha. He says Tapicha means watering the field, Poseach, the watering system. And he says, that's only improving the land without eating anything, improving the land without eating anything. That's not a chazaka, that's the principle of our. So yeah, it seems fairly straightforward. What gets a little complex? So number one, the Machlokes in the Ramban and the Rishonim came after him. You got the word, right?
Let's go to Man the Omar near Loha Mikhazaka. Man the Omar near
here we have the Ramban and all the Talmidim and Talmidim and Talmidim and Talmidim and the Ramban. They all disagree with him, respectfully, but disagree. what if you have a normal agricultural year? How does a normal agricultural year first work? The first thing you do is plow, right? You plow, then you sow, then you weed and do other, whatever you need to maintain and water and et cetera. And then you harvest and then whatever else you have to do. You know, there's a whole schedule of deposits, it's the wheat. And eventually you, you know, osate the payroll. When's your 3 years start? Right? If I plow on, Aleph Cheshvan, and then I start sowing on Zayin Cheshvan, when's my 3 years start? The Ramban, he says Yesh Omer Mel otherwise, but he doesn't like it. Says the Ramban, Man Omer Lo Havikazaka means that, what if, clearly, one thing is very clear, all you do is mirror, that's not a chazaka. What if you plow what about a normal year? Right? A normal year. What do? You do near Sriya Pichuli. When do you start counting the year? So says the Ramban, this is Yachid, says the Ramban, that Monin Gimel Shonen Ra Mishadriya, because near is not Chazaka. Near is not Chazaka. As opposed to all everyone else, he goes, each other disagrees, doesn't like it, the rock, for the rich, for the round, that's just who's on the Makor sheet. Everyone is not on the Makor sheet would also agree. The Rashba and the Rishba and the Ran says, no, Monim, Mishas, Nir. Say, Nir is not a Chazaka. All you do is Nir. If the Nir turns into a Zriya and an Achilas Peiros in the end, then going to Zriya, that Nir was part of Achilas Peiros. And if Joel the Rashba said, referring to you, why do you count the Zriya? Maybe it's say, called Verum, Verum, the Iowa. He's just improving the land. Okay, the Ramban say no. When I'm the Ray, I'm putting my seeds in your land. I'm already benefiting from my seeds growing. That you can't say I'm improving your land, putting my seed there. When I'm the Karisha, I mean, my plow doesn't stay in your land. I'm just improving your land. I'm not putting anything of mine there. So that doesn't show my value. And they would say, no, it's in context. Here, in context of everything else. And yeah, everyone possibly like the other Rishonim. It counts. It just near alone does not count. That's just fine in our sugya. All the Achron Aram Dike that the Rambam holds like the other Rishonim against the Ramban, because the Rambam has a fascinating lashon. I would love someone to be Dike more than that, but the reason they don't, because it's hard to defend. What does the Rambam say? Nara Shana Achar Shana. He plows year after year, says the Rambam. Let me just open up inside. Nara shana chnarfila kama stunning for many years. Hold lo nana ba ina chazaka. If it wasn't nana, it's not a chazaka. Uchein apazah bashvili amayinu piteach v'shidei bilvad, which is his shana tavticha. Hold lo achal peros ina chazaka. In other words, if all you did was near year after year and you didn't have hanana, it was peros, it's not a chazaka. The diuk, which I think is a very strong diuk, is that but if you didn't just do near, you also ate pirus, etc., then he's not going to find anything. He's going to find near below nene. Patach hamayim below achal pirus. So, I think the Rambam, I would be fascinated if someone would make a stronger deal than the Rambam. They says, oh, only nar shana achar shana kamashana is not chazaka. But maybe nar shana vizara shana would be a chazaka. Okay, but that's too radical. I haven't seen anyone make that deal. Again, it would be very difficult just finding. Why does the Rambam say, well, all you do is plow year after year and you don't have any hanos no chazaka? Don't think it means that you plow as part of a normal agricultural cycle, that plowing is not part of the chazaka. No, that's ridiculous. Of course, the chazaka starts at the beginning of the season. It means that all you do is plow and you don't do anything else, then it's not a chazaka. And the Rambam's like Rove Rishonim. Okay, where does the Rambam get interesting? The Rambam gets interesting in two steps. One step is interesting and expected and fits in, and we've got the gazillion times. And one step is perplexing and seemingly inexplicable. The first step, let's take what the Rambam writes in, well, let's take a Gemara.
Right, we've discussed this. Gemara, the Gemara in Daf Nun Zayin. At the bottom says, it's Mechalki Nixi Hager and Nixi Chaver. What does it say? Someone wants to say, Ula wants to say, Ah, Nechalki Ula Nixi Hager Kana Benixi Chaver Kana. Right, Ula's like, right after the Mishnah. Maisha Resha Maisha Sefer, Ula Kolshi Ula Benixi Hager Kana Benixi Chaver Kana. Kolshi Ula Benixi Hager Kana Benixi Chaver Kana. Nixi Hager and Nixi Chaver are the same thing. And he's wrong. Maskler, Sheshu, follow who? Hari near Dibinixi Agar Kanamis Kamir Lokana. Flower, that's our sunya. It's Kone Benixi Agar, right? That's called Rafa Kaporta. You hold, which is plowing a tiny amount. You hold one hoeing, whatever you call it. That's Kone Nixi Agar Min Tepker. Benixi Chaviro Lokana. That's our sunya near Lohabi Kalaka. And Achilas Peiro, Nifte Chavir, Kana Nifte Yer Lokana, Achilas Peiro, Nifte Chavir Okana. That is our whole last 8 plot we've been learning. No, 9 plot we've been learning, really. The beginning of the end, almost the end of 11 plot. That Achilas Peiro is Kazak Nifte Chavir, but Achilas Peiro Nifte Chavir is not Kona. If there's a hefker field and I go and I pick the apples, I'm not Kona. Okay, why we discussed a few times, let's remind ourselves what the machlok is between, let's say, the Rambam and the Raibid, or Rambam and the Gaonim, right? We've been discussing at the beginning of the year. Rambam and the Gaonim against the Ravid and the Rishonei Ashkenaz Udiman. What is Nechte Hager and what is Nechte Chavero? Right? We had this machloket many times, right? What do we say? We say, here is Daphnun Zayin of an Aleph. Right, hopefully this will be familiar to us. Here is Nechte Yager, here is Nechte Chavero, in Nechte Yager, near is Kana, and Achila Peiro is not Kona, and Nechte Chavero, Achila Peiro, Kana, and near is not Kona. What is the definition of Nechte Yager and Nechte Chavero? The Raivin and Rishonei Ashkenaz, I would say the Raivin. And I think we can safely say Rov Rishonim. Say Nechte Ager means Cheskat Kinyan. Kinyan Chazaka. Cheskat Shtarin Chazaka. That's putting a Kinyan Chazaka near his Kinyan Chazaka. I feel like there is not Kinyan Chazaka. And here we're talking about Cheskat Raya. That's being Nechte Ager and Nechte Chaver. We mean, if all the other Rishonim say, it's unfortunately confusing. Things happen. That the word chazaka is used by land in two different contexts. It's a mice opinion of land, not proving something. But like, if you do it, it has an effect theoretically, whether someone sees it or not. And then there's something which has no effect in and of itself, which is a proof that something else happened a long time ago, which is the cheskes gimel shanim. And cheskes right, you need a feel of spirit, and near law chazaka. Adra of the Kosa Keskis Kinyan near is the Chazaka. That's called Rafa Kaporta. He hoed a little. And Achilas Peiro is not a Chazaka. That's clear. Okay. The Rambam of the Gaonim hold differently. This is the famous Shita, right? That one of the Rambam do at every Sugya we saw. He took Keskis Gimel Shanim and applied it to Keskis Kinyan. We saw that most recently in Akko, I think. And we saw that by the Sunma from the beginning of the year, Sunma to the end of the year, to the Akko. Why? Because the Rambam held that at like the Gaonim, they weren't fundamentally different things. Ah, the Gemara's Machalki Gerin Chavero. He says, but that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara doesn't say Cheskes Raya, Cheskes Kinyan. The Gemara says, Ger Kana Chavero Kana. Okay, there's a difference being Kona Hefker and being Kona from someone else. There's a difference being Kona Hefker and someone else. This is Kinyan. Hefker. And this is Kinyan Mechavero Kolel Keskes Gimel Shanim. Right? Oh, what's this? Why do you sometimes do you? Why are you Kona Mechavero sometimes right away something Gimel Shanim? The guy here says, wait for the me. That's a Kinyan right away. If the guy's not there, it's only Kenyan for years. And remember, we saw this, we read that the fellow article, I don't remember what his name is anymore, maybe someone else does,
Isn't the Rabbi thinks Kesgid and Gono think Kesgid will shut him? It really might take Kenyan, just want to take a little longer, or is it, you know, one is Kenyan, one is a Rabbi? They just have some common denominator. He prefers common denominator shown by us. Okay, and the Rambam is Lashitate everywhere, and that's basically what he does in, again, according to the Pashup Shot, don't tell me what you read in the Kesef Mishnah. But the Pashup Shot, and he'll put the Chiyum Atana, Perek Beis, what does he say? He says, Yeshvar Rabbim, Shintetim, and Lashach Lokana Adayin, for Mechira, it's not a Kenyan. There are many kinyanim that work by hefker. Why? He gets it out of this more near and other words of tying to it. Keta, hamotzi malterim gdol b'nim nitzay yerba nitzay chaya hefker v'tiyad behem tiyad echad kir behem kir echad don amo yotik and event of kana. He doesn't say uvin nitzay v'lo kana, but that's the heading. Right, if you find a palace and all you do is you paint the, or you design, or you paint or you etch designs in a little piece of the wall, that's kona b'nechta havero, hefker b'nat havero, hatzar tzur b'nechta yer. You paint a picture on the wall. Same thing, same basic idea. B'matziyam asot b'nechta yer. You put matches down. Hanor is asot b'nechta yer kona. Okay, or if you plow. If you plow b'nechta yer, you're kona. What's the context? The context is, and that makes a lot of sense. That's the Rambam says, when is plowing kona? Plowing is kona b'nechzei ager, and not b'nechzei chaveiro. This is the Rambam in the Chiyum HaTana Perek Beis Halacha Daled. Works very nicely. This is the Chiyum HaTana Beis Daled. He says that near is Kona Mehefker, that's next day here. Below Mechadero. Okay, that would be fine. That would just be the normal Shita of the Rambam, what we've been expecting all year long, until we get, and at the right of it says, he says, ho hum, this is the normal Shita of the Rambam. Kol the holy chal adder shekata v'mala, v'chir 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 v'chir. What does it mean? The Mala in Hilchot Mechira Perek Aleph, and the Rama wrote in Hilchot Mechira Perek Aleph, Halacha Tezayin, he said, not the difficult part yet, but he said, Osha Asa Peros HaElan, Harein Zekana. Okay. Achilas Peros is Kana, likewise, he says, Shtichas Peros and Sunma is Kana, etc. That's the more in the beginning of the Perek. But when you actually listen to Kana, the Gemara says it's not Kona Nixay Yer. That's Nixay Yer. The Ram is very clear in the next halacha, next line in that halacha. Nixay Yer is still Kana. But Achilas Peros is only Kona, right? Astipa Peros, maybe is what he calls it. And Astipa Peros, Lo Kana. Mehefker, the kona mechavero. So the guy is going to say something along the lines of zeholik al derech shekostav. Okay, that's all the Rambam's derech. The problem in the Rambam, and this is—it's not just a problem to the Rambam's derech, this and that. Not if you have one theory in the Rambam's a problem. So theory gluya mefureshet just in the text of the Rambam. I'm just giving you the context. Is that in Mechira al Tezayin he says. And he planted it or plowed it. Or he gathered the pears from the tree, or he pruned it. Because he was matzik. The Rambam, Mishra Al Tazayin, is explicit. Near is Kona Mechaveru. But the Rambam, Zachim Atana, is also pretty explicit that near is one of the things that are Kona Mechaveru and not Kona Mechaveru. Either one of those Rambams, I could have handled. If the Rambam says near is Kona Mechaveru, I would have just said he's like the Rambam and everyone. Yeah. Near is not a Chesed Kinyan. If I only had the Rambam's Chiyum HaTana, I would say, you know, it's like the Omen. That whatever the Chesed is, why the Kinyan Mechaveru, and Kinyan Mechaveru is different. But the Rambam told himself. And again, I don't mean he told himself like I hazard him, I close to the Omen and everyone else. He told himself just the bare bold facts here. Right? So Chima Tanim says Nir is a Kenyan made Hefter and not Mechaviro. And Mechira Al Design says Nir is a Kenyan Mechaviro. It's pretty flat out. Thira. How do you deal with the Thira? And here's where I'm hoping someone has a better answer. Right? This is what Avi going to tell me. Avi is going to tell me that if there was a Yad Shuta on Kenyan, then we'd know the answer. Okay. Or at least you would feel better. I mean, everyone tries to solve a problem. But the answers are, the question is, are the answers as good as the question? Right? So here's the problem. It's a Chima Tana, it's just a classic Rambam Chita. The problem is, here's the Stira in the Rambam. What's the Stira in the Rambam? Is that in Mahira Aleph Tesmayan versus the Chia Umatana phase Dalit, he says, Lachavero Nicholas Velokach Mazara Onara is Kachzeh. Lachavero Onara Tana Tahare Kachzeh. And in Zechiyumatana, he says, Yeshvar Ram Shechel Kach Lokana Nichse Hefker Kana. Nurses thought of the Nixay Agir Kana. Right? Yesh Tvarim Rabin. I'm forgetting that the Lush. Mechavero Lo Kana. Mehefner Kana. Nar the Nixay Agir Kana. That's the problem. What? Please. And the what does the Kesset Mishnah there say? All right, we're not the first ones to notice the Tira. It's funny, it's the historical process that happens often with the Rambam. The classic unfortunately give answers which are very, very hard to call to fit into the words of the Mishnah of the Rambam. And then many years later, you know, people like the Ibn Ezel come and say, you know, and Chila Svodam and et cetera, but it's impossible to say this, but you can keep it because I don't want you to have an answer. What did the Kesset Mishnah quote? He quotes the Rambam's great-grandson, Rabbi Yeshua Nugget. What was the exact relationship to the Meibana? What? His great-grandson, Rabbi Yeshua Nugget, right? The Nugget is the title that the Rambam's descendants got. That he says, you know what the Rambam means in the Chiyum Atana? He really means what the Ravid and everyone else holds. He doesn't mean the Nechtekar Lokana. He means the Nechtekar Lokana because the Kenyan is not a Kesketraya. That's the Kesset Mishnah quote for Yeshua Nugget, and the Mishnah agrees with that as well. So one answer is the Rav Yeshua Nugget, the Kesset Mishnah, the Lech Mishnah says that, well, he has a lot of tangents. He says, really, it is a Kesket Kenyan Mechavero. What the Rambam meant in Chiyumatan is he didn't mean to contrast like everyone's assuming till now. Chavero with Ger, he really meant, he just meant it's not a Chesgat Raya, but he never states not a Chesgat Kenya me Chavero. Now that is a big stretch. In the Lush of the Rambam, that's the Ibn Ezel, everyone says it's hard to accept that there's a Pshat in the Rambam. What are the rest of the Yishur? Rambam Shem Hichli and Lokech Lokana Adayin. Bim Hichsik Be'echmim Nichse Yor Nichse Yichav Hefker Kana. Lokech was Machsik, he wasn't Kona yet. But Nichse Yor Nichse Hefker is Kona. The Rambam really means these are things you are Kona if you buy something. It just means it's not a Cheskas Gimel Shana. There's no Cheskas Gimel Shana in Kima Tana. It's I don't want to say this in the wrong way, but it's almost impossible to believe that this is what the Rambam actually meant. That you know, if he meant this, there'd be a lot better ways of saying it. So it's hard to fit it into the Lachon Chiyumatana again, which is why, you know, at a certain stage you know, all the Achronim say, happy. Let's call it the 20th century, you know, end of the 19th century, whatever, like no one accepts this anymore. They say that. That doesn't mean it's a cheskes kinyan, but not a cheskes raya. That means it's not a kinyan mechavero, but it is a kinyan in nechzei ger. So it's very different. So what is the other option? The other option must be that somehow there's some difference between the two cases. There are some clues. One says, Norat Athada. The other says, Nifnat Ba'udra, Onara, etc. Somehow there's some difference between those cases. You know, maybe, but what is the difference between the cases? What is the difference between the cases? That's the tricky part. Except for the fact that Nal Vagadar should be Kona without that. And let you say something that doesn't exactly count as Nalva Gadar, etc. Some, I saw in the Kavasa Mitzvah wants to say, this is based on the fact that Rambam's not like the Ramban. Says, after all, near counts for Gimel Tzadin if you end up eating the crops. So the Rambam means that the Mechiris is near the Chazaka, and if you end up sowing and harvesting and eating the crops, then the Mechiris is near the Chazaka. It's perfectly said that opener near the Chazaka means in 7 months you'll tell it near the Chazaka. You're right. What's the context? The context in Hilchos B'chiya, Narat Asada really sounds like it's Rafa Kvaporta. You just do a Maisa near the Alma, and that's not Kona Mechavira. The context in Hilchos B'chiya sounds a little different. He says, Nichnas Ba. I don't know what Nichnas said, not in a little sense. I mean, in a little sense, not saying anything, because it's hard to plow a field if you don't go into it. You know, there's no remote control plows in those days. And he puts in the context, it's raw, onara, meaning, asa, peres, ilan, etc. All those things are not in the Chiyum HaTadah. It's clearly in a different kind of context. And I think ultimately what you have to say is that the Rambam is at least a little bit, somewhat lishita that you get the Ramban. When we say nir is not chazaka, we don't mean nir is worthless. We mean that near depends on the context, right? Near that the wrong kind of near is not a chazaka. Maybe a near in the right context could be some sort of chazaka. That's the evidence. Other one thing, nichnas ba means do it in a way that shows your bialus over the field. There are different ways to do near. There's a way to do near that does not show your bialus in the field. There's a way to do near that does show your bialus in the field. Maybe I'm saying more than he's exactly saying.
How's there any difference?
So that's the trick.
Plowing, if you take the oxen.
Yeah, if you plow, you plow. If you don't plow, you don't plow. They have another one to say that nor means one, you know, furrow, 1 inch. Rafa Baporta, the Gemara says. As opposed to in Hilchos Mechira, it means the whole field. You plow the whole field, that really says something. If you just do a symbolic little plowing, and that doesn't work in Nechzei Chaveiro. Also, you know, and he said that means Nechzei. But it's also very, you know, very tricky. The Rambam says, Nor es ha-sadden v'chi matana. Nor es ha-sadden sounds like the whole sadden.
But we know that that's not true by Nechzei. Meaning it's very nice that he said not.
Because the Gemara says it fluffily. He has a lot of rough porta, right? The Gemara says, Rafa Porta means you hold a little. Yeah, but if that was the Yisod, you'd think the Rambam would have given it some, you know, expression, some word someplace. So I have to admit, I lost a lot of sleep over this Rambam, because it's not like I have a lumbus who's getting in trouble in the Rambam. Just like a flat-out theory in the Rambam. Everyone knows the flat-out theory in the Rambam. I'd like to have a good answer. You know, what's a refined answer to a Rambam? Like, he gives you the answer, and you look at the Rambam, and you say, of course. You know, I could have thought of that. That's a refined answer to a Rambam. It could be, I guess, you know, if I had no other choice, you know, better than throwing the Rambam in the garbage. I don't have a great answer to the Rambam. Like all the later Ephraim, I'm very convinced the Kesem Mishnah is an impossible shot in the Rambam. The what is pshat in the Rambam? What's the difference in these two kinds of near? The Rambam obviously has some in between way of understanding, some in between way of understanding near. What is that in between way of understanding near?
Can I make a suggestion?
Please, that's what we're here for. Based on Shabbos Daf and Gimel.
The other kind of Karisha. Not Karisha.
Oh, what do you mean? What do you mean by the other kind of Karisha? Explain what you mean.
Karisha for the purpose of improving the land and not for the purpose of the year. So in one place it's talking about near for the purpose of Zriya.
Near for the purpose of Zriya is not a king. But near for the purpose of just improving the land is a king.
I said Zriya first to tell you that was not having that expanded.
You would say the opposite?
Oh, first of all, the I would have said one is I would have said the opposite, because that means there is part of planting process. But the second thing is I would have said, I think by Shabbos we say that there are two, even within the Zriya process, there are two harishas. There's the harisha before
Shabbos of Ayin Gimel, where they say what they used to do in Eretz Yisrael and Ayin Bavo.
And the harisha afterwards.
That,
the harisha
I was thinking of that, but I didn't have enough time. Yehuda is suggesting, you know why Zriya first? Where else is Zriya first? Who remembers the most famous, one of the most famous Mishnayos in the world? Avos Melacha. Argon Chatar Atas. Not love.
Yes, of course.
And what's the first two? Azariah Valkorish. Should be a Korish Azariah. And the word says, the Tisha, that. In Lachor, most important thing, I'll look at it. Then in Eretz Yisrael, where they're Chorish and Zorei, and then Chorish again to cover the seeds, to the land of Pard. That second Chorish is also called Chorisha. You might have had a Havim just told us three, that's much more than it is Chorisha. So you don't want to say maybe Zra Onara, maybe that means the near that after Zriya. A near that's after Zriya, that's already part of the Zriya process. And that's different than regular beer.
That's valid.
What?
That's valid.
I mean that you're making, you know, it could be. That it's a little funny that he says up with a pair of old morrow, and he's saying it's this mirror that after a piece of hair.
I'm saying not that good to deal.
It's possible. It's possible. It's possible if there we're talking about. I would have been even the first half of me to say that again. It's the opposite. Maybe just not improving the land. And the land is like Sartura, is like Seed, is like Kior, is like Matsya Matos, is like what the Rambam says next in the after of the year. If you prune to remove the tree, that's not a chazakah by, if you prune to remove the tree, that's a chazakah by next year. Yeah, okay, that's not a joke. That's a year of improving the land. But maybe the Rambam here, Ra'o Nara, the near that part of a process of Zriya that is more vitalist. Like, I'm not sure how
that's all the near.
Right. I'm just not sure when you do the near, how it's supposed to be obvious what kind of near it is. Okay. Of course, it depends on what you're going to do next, right? Unless there's.
What happens if he does the near and then subsequently the guy tells somebody else who does Zriya afterwards? So who's coming?
That's what comes to mission. You want to go from a prayer order.
Yeah, that's what the Rambam.
It's hard for me to believe that the Rambam really meant it's going to be going up from a prayer later and didn't say so. But
no, you just it's not really enough to do.
Okay,
just telling you that's how it works.
Anyway, look, Chora, again, I just wish I had a very, very clear difference that would be Chora somehow in the luck of the Rambam. That somehow you have to say, either because this is nifafa, that's not nifafa, or because this is ra o nara o asifa papiros, it's in more of a context of a full, you know, agricultural cycle, and there it's not. But there's two different kinds of near. There's different kinds of near. Or that's what you have to say. That there's two kinds of near. What's the difference between the two kinds of near? Again, either somehow nechlefa is different, a near with a nichnasba is different than near without a nichnasba. You have to, the problem is, does it define it? What? That the Avnazel said, correct. But then his way he defines it is a little is a little tricky. This is nichnasba bin Dara. And this is Dara Bam. One is with speaking over, and one is with just doing a, you know, sort of an act without taking over. The tricky part is just how do you express when a guy goes and plows a field? How do you express when he tries to take over the field and when he's just doing an act? The other said, oh, perhaps he can plow the whole field or not, which is not so doing in the Rambam, but somehow this is, you know, the Derek Bindless. And this is just a Maitha Karisha. And then you would say, no, when it comes to Nixay Ager, there's a special rule. Anyone who puts anything into Nixay Ager, since it's Hefker, that is enough of a kinyan. When it comes to, or you could say, maybe anyone who would, anyone who would invest in Nixay Ager, that's a derivatus, because, you know, why else would you invest in Hefker if no one owned it? But with Nixay Chavira, somehow you have to, you show your control by, you show your bias by plowing, and then you have to define how do you know when the guy's doing what. Or the other issue is that here we have Ra'a Onara. That's what I'd like to say in the context of the fact that it's clear from the Rambam in Torah Menitah that it's not like the Ramban, meaning this is a near. In context of Bria, while this is Jot Dar and Fafada, maybe a near without context of Zriya, and then that will make the Rambam very nicely Lishitate in Toyota Nitan. The only thing is, how do you know what context it is until you wait for later? To say the Rambam means that whether or not it is a kinyan, you'll only know later from Afreya, it's something he should have explicated a little more, like a little bit strange. You could as well follow. So the Kevin of the Mishnah will just follow it. This is the Kevin of the Mishnah, the Goyim of Afreya. It's got to be one of these chukim. I just wish like I had a better way of defining practically what the getter is in a way that would not be weird and would fit with love to the Rambam. Was the near Acher, right? Things on the Gemara Shabbos on which is Ra'onara. Now the Rambam is it funny? You know that from reading the words of the Rambam. The Rambam really expects you to know. He says Ra'onara means the near Acher Shvia, which we haven't really discussed. Maybe even ever.
Okay.
Do you think the two words also Arash and the Nara interchangeably?
Are they? Okay.
You may then
so.
Are they identical?
I thought so. Okay, but in any case, everyone uses near here, right? That doesn't really matter. Okay, so I don't have a refined answer where it's like, now that you say the answer, what's the lost on the Rambam, you see how we really meant it. I answer it's like, if you learn about the Rambam, you could see how you could squeeze it in if you had no choice. And, you know, it's, you have to pick something, haravim yuto, as it were. Maybe you could say, says the Merkabat HaMishnah, that it's the Gwayim Alko Mechrayim. Which I really think if the Rambam meant he should have said, because that's not what we think of. Or Ulai Yeshlomar Demairi Benir. I'm not sure I'm gonna use the word near, but Ahargria. Al P the Gemara and Shabbat Ayin Gimel. But again, I would love for him to be a little more clear, Sethi and the Adel.
Rabbi, how can you make that deal if the Rambam says Zara or Nara?
He was Zorea, or the three was, and then he did near. Like someone else did the three and then he did near. But it's still it's a chiddush. He says the fifth means is parash kol ha-sadeh, as opposed to just part of the sadeh, which again is not. It's very there's a norm. The Rambam should have given us some tool in the Rambam. Okay, somehow you have to think there's different kinds of near. It's not so crazy given that he's not Rambam. He doesn't think mirror is worthless in halacha. He just thinks that it needs a little help from some other context. So if the mirror is beefed up by some other context, then it's a halacha, the chavero. If it's just a pure bare maisa plowing the alma, then it's not. I just wish that I had a more mukhrif way of understanding the Rambam. What exactly is the kind of near that is a halakha? What kind of near that is a halakha? That's why the Kessler mentioned something else.
Does the mitzvah have any better topic?
It doesn't discuss the Tola area.
This is so free, it doesn't even
know. Right. Yeah.
It might be that from Zion, you know. Okay. You don't have that from Zion. Okay. Anyway, I'm going to have to leave it right now with Tzorek Ion because, you know, terrible way to end the sugya. But, you know, what can I do? I don't have a great shot in the Rama. That's the first thing I did. Okay. The difference between maybe both the first thing and the second thing, maybe. The first thing I did was I looked at the Parshim. The second thing I did was that, okay, maybe the Parshim didn't have the access to what we have. How about find every Rabbeinu Hananel and every Gaonim that could possibly be relevant to this? And see if there's something which the Rambam could be based on, right? That's the best way to get the truth out of the Rambam. Find the earlier score that he's based on because, you know, where would he be? What is he based on? He put Achilas Hero together with Nir and Hilchos Mechira when the Gemara Daf Zayin makes them opposites, diametrical opposites. I tried. Maybe I missed something, but I looked in the Rabbeinu Hananel. There's that sort of Likud Oter Gaon kind of thing. I looked here, I looked up in Zion, I looked every place I could think, and no one said anything even vaguely reminiscent of the Rambam. So I really don't know. Okay, I can tell you what I found. I can tell you even, I didn't find anyone who said what you defended about the Gemara Shabbos, but part of that is that I don't say it myself. Okay, now that fully sorry. Let's just briefly, we said we're gonna get to the two dots for Hosai. I think really getting to the two dots time when you have a second is easy because we already discussed all this in the beginning of the year, which is not the chaver. So let's just briefly chaver. Someone else. What? I know that. But okay, must have been someone else here. In any case, you know, it was someone who didn't believe everything just because I said it in sheer. That's why. Anyway, okay, there are other guys. Says Rob. Let's go back to what Rob says Rob, and we already mentioned this, the name of the Yerachah. Do divrei Shmuel v'Yehuda l'chach chachamim olam because chachamim olshanim b'yom liyom. Who are these mysterious chachamim? So, what's the big machlokes that we mentioned at the beginning of the year? Are these chachamim the same as the Tanakhama of the Mishnah? Right? Clearly, the divrei Shmuel v'Yehuda. Clearly, there is a chachamim. Are the Chachamim just Tanakhama in the Mishnah, or the Chachamim someone not in the Mishnah? That is a famous Machlokes Rishonim, right? How do you read the Mishnah, right? How does Rashi read the Mishnah in the beginning of the parak? He says, the Tanakhama says, because Kosman Shol Shana, what does he say about Pesach Baal? The Einam Yom Liyom? Pesach Einam Yom Liyom? Rabbi Shmuel says 18 months, then Rabbi Akiva says 14 months. Tanakhama is Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Just the Tanakhama is Kolel. The Tanakhama is the Chloe Shita of both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. That's the structure. There's a Chloe Shita that you don't need me only on. Ah, exactly how much heat you need. There are two versions of sheet. Don't want a very small version, don't want a very achievement version. That is how Rashi reads the Mishnah Daf, but I'm not gonna read to you inside because we read it then on Chafes Amun Aleph. That is also how Tosos and Erevin reads it. Right? We had a Tosos and Erevin, but just in the other Mishnah, he said, oh, maybe this Mishnah is where like the Tanakhama is really the same as the next sheet that he's just explaining him more like in the beginning of Cheskas Abaka. So we see he read like Rashi. I know there's a very minority sheet. This is how Rabbeinu Yonah and Daf Chafes, he himself leaned, even though he thought the riff was a little more complicated. And it's a minority shita, and that's what the Rashbam says. Because what does the Rashbam say? The Rashbam says right here, Zo Divre, Zo Divre, Rabbi Shorek, he was the Amir Rathisa, stay a Baal Kaskop of Gimel Shanami, Enemi Yom Liyom. He's basically quoting the Tanakhama. Enemi Yom Liyom, who's the one who's saying Enemi Yom Liyom? It's Rabbi Shimon and Shmuel who are saying that. Ella, Yud Kaskadosh of Rishmol, Yudal Rishiva, Abal Kachbam, Ramon, Kaskadosh of Rishmol, because Yom Liyom Liyom. There's a Chachamim who are not in the Mishnah who say that. But Levi the Hanover of number Shimri, Kirk and Taima, etc. It's Vikas Chachamim, we haven't met yet. But we explain, Rava says that it's because Plashanim is Daher, Plashanim is Daher Tar. But you see, quote the line in the Mishnah, Enam Yom Liyom, Otanakamim says that for Mishnah is Fall Quality. So Rabbi Yitzhak and Tosfos and Rashi and Rabbi Yonah against everyone else. The Rambam appears for Shnayis, which says that no, Tanakhama is against Rosh Hashanah Rabbi Akiva. We talk like Tanakhama, like that's one book. And the Rabbi Hananel right here says explicitly that the Rav is just talking like the Tanakhama and the Mishnah and the Yavrama here and the Ritva and the Rashba and the Ran. You know, it seems to be maybe more or less, we shouldn't have to know this. Okay, machlokes, how to interpret which Chachamim Rav is talking about. Meaning, one shot is, Tosfos here.
Fourth wide line. He decided he wanted to follow that line with three already talking about it and nothing else in the time. He might put in the mark.
Ah, okay, that's a good deal. It says there are Bana who in the Gemara disagree with very small. Why did they miss it? Disagree with very small? Okay, it's a good deal that Tosfos here. It's before Sherevin, but it's a good deal here also. So basically, what is the you do with the Tanakhama of if here you have, you know, Rabbi Akiva for Rabbi Yishmael, Yud Chef or Yud Dalid Kadosh? Let's say we're talking here about Bey Abba. And here you have the Chachamim who say Mi Yom Liyom. And here you have the Tanakhama Demasnitin. Maybe he is or maybe he isn't. Who says Gimel Shanim the Einam Mi Yom Liyom. Who does that Tanakhama hold like? Here we have the Shita of. This is just the intro to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. This is Rashi, Rashbam, Tosfos, and Rabbi Yonah. And in which case, Rav introduces a new Tana, called the Chachamim, which is not in the Mishnah. Or that's what you're going to ask out the word that you're showing me. Farad. Say, no, Rav is just passing by the Tanakhama. Right? That the Tanakhama is a separate shita from Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, who do we say here? The Rav
and the Rambam and the Abraman, the Rashba, and Bichule.
A whole big enough Ramban. It's pretty good smart option up here. And all Rav is doing is Rav just talking like the Tanakhama. Now, the question we just have is, there's a slight Sira according to one of these Shitas. Which of these Shitas gives us a little bit of a Sira? The Ashkenazim or the Sfardim? The Sfardim. Because they say the Chachamim of Rav is the Tanakhama of the Mishnah, but who said almost the same thing. They both said 3 years. Just Rav says we only own, and the Tanakhama of the Mishnah says they ain't only own. So they're both 3 years, meaning what are the only, what is the ain't only own, right? You're going to have to think, ain't only own, meaning just 3 months, just 1 month, you know, very, very short years. They're showing part thing. Ain't only own means it's not, but it's real years. It's basically the same as Rav says, we only own. Basically, but not good, because Rav says, we own from Gimelchet, from Gimelchet, right? And I, unless, but that's still a Pira. So, how do we deal with this Pira, the Pira showing Farad? Between the Tanakhama, the Mishnah, and the Shita of Rav. Right? So, if you show this Farad, then you get a Stira. According to the option, there's no Stira. Tanakhama said, Ain't we only own? Or Humor Shmal said, 18 or 14 months. Same thing. But here you have a little bit of a Stira. What's the Stira? The Mishnah said, Ain't we only own? And in when Rav quotes, he says, we don't leave him. So that is a bit of a stira. How do we resolve that stira? Anyone want to tell me how to resolve that stira?
A little bit of a lavdavka.
Who says a little bit of a lavdavka? The Rashba, what do you mean?
Make a little left out though.
Okay, so so you can make the origin of the Lavdavka is really the Ramban. I mean, again, I'm not sure which way you meant. Let's read the Ramban. The Ramban is bothered by this very, very explicitly. Says the Ramban. He said, near Lafarish, you Amar Rav Miyom Leon Lav Davka. Rav's Yom Leon was Lav Davka. The whole thing also appears plunder.
Well, we know, show the Sira goes funny. You need three bits of Sira by the Yom Leon. Definitely by Yom Leon. Kalomar, show us Achiros Flamos. So show us on a Flamos. Three full Achiros of three full. Years. Chlomer, she finds them to us. I saw them like Rose with Roa, the Yoko compares a shot of the Stalin, where you travel also show up on a pre up and sort of Ethan. You go in, you do everything, but Shlame us, you don't leave anything out, you do the full year. The Zoe Shana Shlame us, they about, that's a full year. Mishas Karisha Uzriya, Chatmar Hilas Piros, from the very beginning, Karisha Uzriya, to the end of Achilas Piros Hashana. That's what he thinks. Rabbi Hananel says. Rabbi Hananel says, "Well, Ochlo Shlosha Piros Gemurim B'Sholoshanim," and that's what he says. Really, this is the Ramban. Yom liyom lemutei mai lemutei near because it's Lav Davka, right? The Ramban said before the Rav. The race was the Rav said the Rav before the born right. The Ramban already said. He said, "Yeah, Yom liyom is Lav Davka. Yom liyom it just means the full cycle, and it's the full cycle." He said, if you only own it on the calendar, then the Gemara wouldn't work. 80 years, about the feature, 3 years on the calendar. But given that you only own doesn't mean the calendar, it means a full agricultural cycle, then it's obviously a nightmare. So that's the Ramban says. He says, basically, the Mishnah in Davka, the Lashon of Rav is Lav Davka. You don't actually need Yom Yom. It just means that you need a full
agricultural urine, which in Batim and Avodim and even Bechashlochim, the Yom Yom, literally, there's no agricultural cycle. They're not cyclical. They're not seasonal, rather. But in seasonal things, you need the full agricultural year, which is not exactly the only Yom, although it's more or less the only Yom. Certainly not 2 months or 1 month. It means that everything you could possibly do in a year normally to get the maximum profit, which I can think about 11 and a half months, depending on how the seasons work out. You know, how hot it is and when the rain is, you never know. For all I know, it could take more than 12 months. Perhaps. You're like, okay, that is the derech of the Ramban, who says that it is a lav davka. That seems to also be the second shot in the Ran here. All right, the Ran here goes through more than one shot. He starts the question, Chacham say yom liyom, and the Mishnah says, ain't him yom liyom. And he's no havim in the Rishonei Askenaz. And then he gives the first shot, which we'll come back to in a second. And then he goes a little later, he says, I'll see Derek there, et cetera, et cetera. Abalachayrim Pirishu, one Derek of 3 years we only own. But they have Kayrim Pirishu. Second shot. Bain Larav, Bain Lashol, Shalas, and Hilas, more Sagi, Lo Bain Lashol, Shalas, and Flame. Off. 3 years, literally. Abalachilos. Right? This is the second shot. This is the second shot of the Ramadan. The Ramadan, he comes, Abal Kamar, and comes, and Gimel Shalom, Yom, Yom, the Gimel Achilos, Sagi, Lahu. Lim Ute, Nir, Hudasi. Okay. That's also the Rabban second shot. The Ran, all right. In his second shot, the Ran explicitly says, this is what the Cherem say, as opposed to my first shot, which is that it means literally, miyom liyom, and give me a second.
I put this report in my Rashba. Like putting it wrong. So maybe, no, maybe what I think I wrote this for in the name of the Rashba, but now I'm only seeing it in the Ramban. Maybe this is the Ramban and not the Rashba. We should erase that Rashba and write Ramban. When I give the third technical answer.
That was Rashba. You love to say about?
No. I'm talking on the last board. I had three technical answers, the Totos Rush and the Ran. And the Rashba, but I think that Rashba is the Ramban. I just quoted to you. Okay, that's one answer. What was the Ran's? What was the Ran's first answer? What's the other option? What's the other? In which case, Rav, no one really holds me on the own. What's the other option? The other option is what the Ran says in the beginning here. What did the Ran say in his first shot before he gets to the Achirim? He says, "Bim Tomar Tanav Masnith." And he asked this question. Shlomo Masnith and Halchamer Lova Inach De Osef Peiros Tadi Bris Hashlochim. Bechikatan Ve'Inu Yom Liyom Achilas Peiros Koi. Umibay Sheyamod Besochah Gimel Shanim Shleimos Kedei Sheyachem and Hashalot Peiroshim Shtrichem Meiv Harishem Adas Because Shalosh Shanim. You don't need to eat pirus for 3 years. That's the inim yom liyom. You don't need to eat pirus all the time. It's not like a house where you eat pirus all the time, or an eved where you eat pirus all the time, or even a beis hashlochim where you can eat pirus all the time. No, you only eat pirus for part of the year. But you still need to be there for 3 years. And then he says, and according to this pshat, what did he say? I'll skip a little. Well, if he there, so that bein l'rav bein l'shmoltz or shiyam of a gimel shanim shleimus. And then the acherim is his other pshat. What was the Ran's first shot?
is that no, here is Davka. Davka, you need 3 years. You need 3 years. Why the Mishnah Ainami only own means you don't benefit all year long. Ainami only own doesn't mean you don't need 3 years. It means you don't need to benefit all year long. Akhila Peiro Aina Mi Yom Mi Yom. Avot Sarek La'akhtikba Mi Yom Mi Yom. The Akhila's parents don't need the Yom Mi Yom, but you do have to ma'akhtik Mi Yom Mi Yom in the first shot of the of the Ran. And he takes Mi Yom Mi Yom literally. Basically, we're machloket. When Ra says Mi Yom Mi Yom, I mean, you've had this question, but I'm sure I asked that also, even not this year, but when Rav says the only yom, the Mishnah says ain't the only yom, that literally the only yom, or reinterpret ain't the only yom, or does it literally ain't the only yom, and lav davka the only yom, those are basically 2 days of the Ran, and daf chav chesem and aleph, the Ran and the Rashba were like this era. And the Ritva also sounds a little like this. The Rashba and the Ran, and daf chav chesem and aleph, definitely took this approach. They said, what's the answer? The Sira really the Yom Liyom, which just means you don't need to eat the perils all the time. Right? The Yad Ramah has a third answer for this Sira. The Yad Ramah is a very simple answer to this Sira, although it's a little bit of a cheating answer, because the reason everyone doesn't give it doesn't flow so well in the loft of this. Those are different Yishmael Rebbe Kiva. We're talking about, say, a Baal. That's like, I'll come and say you the Yom Liyom. Says there, Yad Ramah, there's a little segue here in this place, a little duffa, talking about Beisat Kwachim. It's not Pashm Shah anymore, that's why no one else said it. He's contradicting the receiver of Shmuel, talking about Beisat Baal. And all of a sudden he says, but this line of Rav is about Beisat Kwachim. Okay, what can I do? It's a little bit duffa, yet he didn't like the other answers. What did the Yad Ramah say? He said that this is talking about Beisat Baal. And this, it's talking about Beis HaShlochem. It's just Dako, because in the Lotom, it seems to be that everyone's going to Beis HaBaal here. That their contest is very, even very small, where we're covered talking about Beis HaBaal. For sure, according to the, where the Chora talking about the Inlas, very commercial, we're also talking about Beis HaShlochem, maybe. Okay, we're not here talking about Beis HaShlochem, but he admits that Beis HaBaal would mean Miyom Miyom. So basically, the Machlokas here is Rav Miyom Liyom Davka, or is Rav Miyom Liyom, or is Rav Miyom Liyom Lav Davka? There have been Yonah Davka Chest, according to Rif, and the Rashban, I think himself here, you could also ask that in terms of Rav and Shmuel, right? What's the difference between Rav and Shmuel? Rav says we only own what it's Shmuel say.
Zero.
Yokal Yigdor Gimel Gizero, the Yigdor Gimel Zero, the Yimso Gimel Mistiko. So, Rav says the only Yom, Shmuel says we are in cultural cycles. Mm-hmm. Yet, what does the Gemara say? My Benayah, what's the difference between them? And Tokyo says, what's the difference between them? One of them is the only Yom, one of them doesn't need the only Yom. So why are they asking what's the difference between them? Mm-hmm. So I think there's also there for you to understand the difference between Rav and Shmuel. Here, Rav says the only Yom, and Shmuel says Gimel Bitsiro Bechule, right? What is ultimately the difference between Rav and Shmuel? So the Ran summarized very nicely here says, Ran says, my first day, they all need 3 years. Says the Ran, Abada, everyone needs 3 years, me only own. Hush, everyone needs 3 years, me only own. See, or maybe I should. Let's go in the other order, just to keep it a little better. Says the on the second day, he says, and this would be the Ramban, and the Ran in the second day, says you just need three agricultural years, they're both saying the same thing. If they're both saying the same thing, what's the difference between them? That's why the Gemara is by the answer. They're both saying the same thing. What they now knew must be only some small technical point called Dekamara. Right? What's the Naihu? The Nafkamina. What's the Naihu? What's the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina, my Benaihu. My Benaihu. Not the time required. That was posted. Why did they Benaihu the time they require? The answer is they both require the same short amount of time. So what's the not? Time, but Dekamara. What does Dekamara mean?
One shot, right? The Rashbam here is three pshatim Dekamara. I think those are the only pshatim. By the time the Rashbam gets to three pshatim, that's good enough for everyone.
And he says that's Meisher Pirusav. That's Ramban, and then he showed him Dekal Meisher Pirusav, right? And Dekamara, Nara, not Milosho Yuk. Milosho Nir, shaking off. It's a Dekal, not time, but Dekel Nara equals Meisher Perotav. What's the machlokes of Meisher Perotav? I see
we don't have unlimited time now. There are two different pshatim as to what the machlokes about Dekel and Meisher Perotav. There's the Ramban and everyone else. Everyone else said
that Shmuel used the lashon literally of Yigdor v'Yimtzor v'Yimtzor. What if they fall upon their own? Shmuel says, not a halakha, because you didn't pick them. And Rav says, no, I'm not, because it's a close cycle. All right, basically, machlok, whether you need to pick that for halakha or falling off is good enough. Even then, that's different. Some rishonim say, that might say, pick the Amishon Bagelot, and some rishonim say, because if they fall upon their own, then they're so bad that people don't bother to be okay. The Ramban actually says they both agree that it's a chazaka. They just argue what you need to do to make it a.
To make it a chazaka.
Do you need to just pick them up where they fell in the tree, or do you need to leave them till they ripen off the tree? Okay, let's take a look. It has nothing with time. It has nothing with what kind of year. It's just a weird kind of dekel. What does the Ran in his first day of faith? He said, "No, miyom miyom, yemol shanim miyom miyom, yemol shanim miyom miyom." Everyone, Rav and Shmuel both agree that you need three full years. Might be not you. Might be not you. It's saying nothing about the time.
Why do they say time? Might be not you is. And this is also what the Rashba says and what Rabbi Yonah says.
Rashba and Rabbi Yonah. And okay. Might be not you, might be not the time. But Dekel Nara, and again, we'll go with most people. Dekel Nara means
maybe Meisher Perosteha, or
we'll come back to that in a second. However, what does Rashban assume? And Rabbi Yonah thinks the Rish assumes. Right? There's not what Tosfos says. Why did it? What is it my Benaihu? Is it obvious that my Benaihu is? Well, they need a full year? And they said, well, they both need a full year. Yeah, but isn't there a difference between a full agricultural year and a full calendar year? So Tosfos said, it's a Pema. Like, why do they answer that to my Benaihu? That's so obviously the difference between them. So So what did Toso picture? What do you mean by deny you? Obviously, you know what deny you. Rav thinks you need Gimel Shanim beyond the known. And Muel thinks you need 3 agricultural years. And Toso says, and I don't understand the Gemara. Why do you have to deny you? How would you answer Toso's question? You could deny his friend, or you could say,
he agrees.
That's the answer to my deny you. The answer might be nice when they answer that don't matter whether it's 3 agricultural cycle or whether it's 3 years on the calendar. Oh, why did they have to ask? It was obvious. It might be not even answering correctly. There are many things they might be not even answering obviously. They not. That's the Tulsa. There are lots of things this way. And there are being Yona. He doesn't think this himself enough. Okay. But he thinks it's worth the risk. Okay, that's a deep. That's hard to resolve. He holds might be not who. My Benayu, Dekel Nara equals calendar, year, years, birthday, agricultural years. Like, for example, and this is the other response. Understand? The response is Rav says 3 years on the calendar. And Shmuel says 3 years agricultural season. And we pass like Rav, because we pass in years on the calendar.
Then you're not giving is too big again.
What do you mean? What does the Dekel Nara mean? Nara means young and quick, right? Young people, you ever meet people younger than you, they're quicker, right?
Yes.
Right? Run down the block, trust me, the younger guy will be quicker. If it's a quick Dekel that has 3 agricultural seasons in less than 3 years, it's so quick. That's exactly the Makokit, meaning. Dekalera equals young and quick. A young and quick Dekel. Now, why does Tosas think? Why did say Dekel Nara? Should have just said the parking go upfully, late, early, you know, the way the seasons work out. I don't think it's stop. I think it's self efficient. It's a Dekel Nara. It's just they win the season. The way they chose this freshman, still now, how they choose this freshman example of like 3 agricultural seasons take less than 3 calendar years in a Dekel Nara, and that is the first shot of the response. That's the response of old chapter for a bit of an idol. Dekel Yalda Ubahura, the partly given shot of Shlemos, when a female Ta'amim. And this is the Rabbeinu Hanano's first shot, right? This would be Rabbeinu Hanano in his first Perush, and this would be the response. Himself, and he would answer those questions. It's funny that they asked my B9, when it's obvious they asked Dekel Nara instead of some other way of expressing it. Saying, okay, don't figure why they expressed it this way. They must be not you. Obviously, what they have to do is season versus years on the calendar, and the way they express this is Dekel Nara, a quick Dekel. Okay, these are the 3 basic shopping. There's the 3 basic ways to read the Gemara. There's a third shot in Dekel Nara, but I mean, it's not a second shot, which is deep prayer. Gives twice a year. It has, there's a special kind of Dekel, which has 2 seasons in a year. This is actually interesting. That could go. My Benayu has 2 seasons in a year. That's the difference. 1.5 years, 1.5 years in the calendar, 3 agricultural seasons. Or it could be that everyone agrees you need 3 agricultural years. That could really go in any of these customers. Everyone agrees you need 3 agricultural years. But if something goes twice a year, does that count as 1 agricultural year or 2 agricultural years? Or the rest of it, you can go as far as say, everyone gives me 3 full years, but maybe since this Dekel has a different calendar, we give it a different calendar. Okay, so that could go according to many of the Pshatim, right? If you have 1 Dekel Nara, we have the Rashbam, we have the Ra within the Rashbam, we have the Ra in his paper spec, which was called blueprint, which may fit with any of these. And I'll just end with the last thing, Chazara, the Rashbam, the Rashba, everyone else jumps on the Rashbam, they kill him, they slaughter him. The Rashbam said, remember Rava said, Rava said, that only works if it's the only one. If it's 3 calendar years, Rava only cares about calendar years. And therefore, even though Rav and Shmuel and Dini Momen, if we always pop in like Shmuel, in this case, we pop in like Rav, because Rav's on his side.
before he could have taken a shot, and then it could have popped, but it wasn't a shot. The Rosh and everyone else said, no, he just flashed on the Zarah story. Flashed on the Zarah story is not how we'll keep on the calendar. Look at the old character until now. Flashed on the Zarah story, but not of Kapisa, but not of Orlo, but not of Apakur, Vayim, Kura. What we mean by flashed on the Zarah story is not you lose documents after 3 years. Means after 3 years of Chazaka, you're comfortable that no one's objecting and you're not careful anymore. But that can even be Shalom, we only own. So long, you're full season, you can be careful. So the Rashi Bam tied this into Rava. Says, Rava has to be the only own. Everyone else says, no, Rava can go either way. It's just a matter of how we're monitored, the Umdud, and how we're monitored the formal Takana. And that's okay. I think we've gotten to the end of the Sugya. And then we will call it. I would love to get the whole parrot over that. You know, a very different kind of Shiva tradition. But I'm glad that we at least got to counter some of what we started with and go a little bit full circle, not for any literary reason. And I will wish everyone a productive Benes Manim and see your answer Shem for getting in Elul.
Thank you very much,
Paul.